This week's Divrei Torah are being learned L'zeicha Nishmas Avi Mori, Rabbi Yitzchak Moshe David Ben Rav Baruch, and L'zeicha Nishmas Imi Moirasi, Malka Bas Rabbi Yehoshua, and also L'zeicha Nishmas Rabbi Shua Aryeh Ben Rabbi Socha Beresh. We say in Zemiris every Shabbos, in Baruch Kel Elyon, Hashem Meshabbos Shabbos Habeinim Abbas, whoever keeps the Shabbos, man and woman alike, L'kel Yerotzu K'mincha Amachvas, may they find favor in Hashem's eyes, like a mincha fried in a machvas, in a frying pan. In Parshas Vayikra, the Pasuk lists five types of menachos. The standard kavanah mincha is a mincha soiles, where if someone says, Harei olai mincha, without further defining any specific mincha, he brings a mincha soiles, where the koimetz that is placed on the mizbeach achitzain is taken while the mincha is still flour, as opposed to other menachos, where the koimetz is taken after it has already been baked. The second and third type of mincha is a minchas ma'afei sanur, a mincha baked in an oven, which can be brought as either chalos matzos or rikike matzos. The fourth mincha is a minchas machvas, a mincha baked and fried in a pan, a shallow pan. And the fifth mincha is a minchas marcheshes, a mincha fried in a deep pan. What requires clarification in the Zemer of Baruch Kel Elyon is why is it that Hashem Meshabbos Habeinim Abbas, if a son and daughter keep Shabbos, l'kel yeratzu, it is desirable to Hashem, k'mincha al machavas. Minchas machvas is the fourth of the list of menachos in Parshas Vayikra. And if someone says, harei alai minchas tam, without clarifying, he brings a minchas soilis. So why is keeping Shabbos considered desirable to Hashem, specifically like a minchas machvas? The practical answer is that the mechaber of the Zemer, Baruch Kel Elyon, wanted it to rhyme. And therefore, Hashem Meshabbos Habeinim Abbas rhymes with L'kel Yerotzu K'mincha Machavas. It simply would not sound right if we say Hashem Meshabbos Habeinim Abbas L'kel Yerotzu K'mincha Soilis. So that can be the practical reason why Minchas Machavas was chosen. But maybe another explanation can be said based on the Psukim in Parshas Tzav. In Parshas Tzav, Perek Vav, Pasuk Yud Gimel, the Torah teaches us regarding a mincha that a Kohen Gadol brings every day. He brings it half in the morning and half in the afternoon. And this mincha is called a minchas chavitin because it was fried in a machvas. Chavitin, coming from the word machvas. We know that the Kohen Gadol occupies the highest position of ruchnius among Klal Yisrael. And the korban that he brings every day is extremely precious before Hashem. It could therefore be suggested that k'mincha machvas was deliberately chosen to convey the extraordinary love that Hashem has for those who are Shomer Shabbos. Because mincha machvas is not referring to a random minchas machvas that one brings when he says harei olai minchas machvas, but rather the specific minchas machvas, the minchas chavitin, which the Kohen Gadol brings every day. And the Zemer is teaching us that the act of keeping Shabbos is beloved to Hashem, like the minchas chavitin of the great Kohen Gadol. Hashem Shabbos Habeinim Abbas, if son and daughter alike keep Shabbos, l'kel yerotzu, they will be desirable to Hashem, k'mincha machvas, like the minchas chavitin of the Kohen Gadol. The second Dvar Torah for this week is that the Gemara in Brachas teaches us that our tefillos parallel the korbanos that were brought in the Beis HaMikdash. Tefillah Shachris corresponds to the Tamid Shel Shachar, Tefillas Mincha corresponds to the Tamid Shel Bein Arbayim, and Tefillas Ma'ariv corresponds to Hektar Chalavim Ve'Vorim, the burning of the limbs and fats that continue throughout the night when the korbanos were brought. In this week's Parsha, in Peruk Beis, Pasuk Yud Gimel, the Pasuk says, Al kol korboncho takriv melech. One must salt every korban before it is placed on the Mizbeach. And one might ask, if our tefillos are compared to korbanos, where do we find a parallel in our tefillos to the requirement to salt the korban? I once heard in the name of Rav Moshe Meir Weisschlita that when one is moved by his tefillos and starts to shed a tear, the salty tears serve as a parallel to the salt placed on the korbanos. And just like the salt on the korbanos was part of the avodah to bring us closer to Hashem, so too our tears reflect the sincerity of our tefillos and bring us closer to Hashem.